他看见约翰福音21章说明了很重要的一个真理。
And when we see that he has a very important role to play in that, then we can see why all this recorded in chapter 21 has the real meaning here.
这个真理是什么？
And this truth is.
我希望弟兄姊妹在我这三天想到侍奉的时候，我们有非常深刻的对这句话的印象，就是上帝看重工人，过于看重工作。
And I want that this one verse will stay with you throughout this retreat. That is, God looks more upon the workers than the work he did.
主看重工人过于看重工作。
And God places more emphasis on the worker than on the work.
我们从圣经的启示，我们从教会的历史，我们从我们个人的经历，我们都看见这个真理的重要性。
And we can see the importance of this truth through our experience and through the church, the biblical teaching.
弟兄姊妹，我们注意到一件事情：神的仆人没有预备好，神就宁愿让他的工作荒废。
And we can see this one truth: if a worker is not well prepared, God rather will let him wait and let the work wait and not done.
神的器皿没有装备好，没有装备整齐，神宁愿让他的选民受一些苦。
And if the vessel is not clean, is not ready yet, and God would wait and let His own people suffer a little longer.
我们在圣经上看到很多很多这样的例子。
And we can see many examples like this in the Bible.
我们一直看见，比如摩西神还没有预备好，好像就宁愿让他这些百姓在那里受苦，甚至以百年来计算。
And we look back into the Old Testament, like Moses.And when Moses was not ready, God would let his people suffer and almost left for the hundreds of years.
在约翰福音21章，我们看见主耶稣在装备彼得。
And here we can see in chapter 21 of John, and Jesus was preparing Peter.
第十四节告诉我们说，复活的主耶稣向门徒显现，这是第三次。
And in verse 14 it says, this is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
对门徒来讲，耶稣第一次显现是向着十个门徒显现。
And the first time he showed himself to the disciples, he revealed himself to 10.
那时候多马不在。
At that time, Thomas was not there.
那么第二次一个礼拜过了以后，耶稣又向这些门徒显现，那时多马在。
And one week later, he appeared to his disciples again. This time, Thomas was there.
第二次耶稣的显现差不多是针对冲着多马而来的。
And the second time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples was more or less for the sake of Thomas.
在约翰福音21章是耶稣向门徒显现的第三次，而这一次很明显是冲着彼得而来。
And we can see here in chapter 21, verse 14, and this third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples was very much for Peter.
耶稣知道彼得在使徒行上要承担一个很重的一个责任。
And Jesus knew in advance.That Peter would play a very important role for in the book of Acts.
我刚才已经讲过，主耶稣基督知道，如果彼得不被装备好，他的工作就不能推展。
And he said earlier, when Peter was not prepared, not ready, then the work could not be carried out.
所以这三天晚上，我要从这一章的圣经看到底耶稣要装备彼得什么。
So for these three nights, I will study together with you, say how Jesus and what area that Jesus prepared Peter.
我们这些要侍奉主的人，也从彼得的身上来思想，我们应该被装备些什么。
And so we are His servants. We also learn as we want to serve the Lord, say how we should be prepared, just like Peter was prepared.
在第一节到第十四节，主耶稣要彼得学一个很重要的功课，就是好好的认识他，认识主耶稣。
And in the first few verses, that Jesus wanted Peter to know Him, to really know Him.
今天我们要侍奉主，我们必须要有侍奉主的内容。
And today, when we want to serve the Lord, we must have the real content of our service.
那么从十五节到十七节呢？很明显呢，我们相信我们很熟悉这三节的圣经是讲到彼得要怎么样的爱主。
And we can see from verse 15 through 17 that how Peter must love the Lord in such a degree.
然后十八节到二十三节是强调彼得要怎么样来跟从主。在这样一个功课上，主耶稣给他一些什么样的教训？
And then in the last portion, verse 18 through 25, it says how, in what way Peter must follow the Lord and what lesson he has to learn.
为了节省时间，请我们就不读这十四节的圣经，请各位看你手上的圣经。
So for the sake of time, you will not read all these 14 verses, but you can read that yourself.
我 我想我如果这样讲是非常合逻辑的，一个相信耶稣的人是一个认识耶稣的人。
And it seems to be very logical to say, and whosoever believes in the Lord knows the Lord.
一个传扬耶稣的人，当然更应该是一个认识耶稣的人。
So whosoever preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, furthermore, he must know the Lord very well.
我们知道在马太福音十六章，主耶稣把这些门徒带到北边该撒利亚腓立比的境内，问了他这些门徒两个很重要的问题。
You remember that Jesus Christ brought his disciples to Caesarea Philippi and asked them two very important questions.
这两个问题看起来好像非常的浅显。
And these two questions on the surface seem to be very simple questions.
感觉这好像对这些跟随耶稣的几年的这些门徒一个很大的侮辱一样。
It seems to be an insult to these disciples who had already followed him for several years.
因为在马太福音十六章，耶稣问完他们这些门徒两个问题以后。耶稣就开始往耶路撒冷去上十字架。
Because after he asked his disciples these questions, as recorded in Matthew chapter 16, he headed for Jerusalem.
换句话说，耶稣上了十字架以后，整个福音的这个棒，或者这个神国度的传扬神国度的这样一个工作的托付，就在这些门徒的身上。
So it seems to be.After he had asked them this question and headed for Jerusalem, he already passed the torch to his disciples, and they should carry that on.
所以换句话说，当年耶稣给这些门徒所发出来的问题，好像是一个毕业考试一样。
So the question that Jesus asked his disciples seemed like a final and exit examination.
这考试的题目是什么
？And what was the question?
人说我是谁，你们说我是谁。
And this question is, who do people think I am, and what do you think I am?
很简单的一个入学考试的问题，却成为一个毕业考试的问题。
And this seemed to be a very simple question for entrance exam, but also this became the very important serious question for graduation.
因为耶稣基督知道，这十二个门徒将来出去要传扬，要去侍奉他，侍奉他的内容就是把耶稣基督介绍给别人。
Because Jesus knew later on, when the disciples would go out to preach his gospels, and the content is that to preach Jesus Christ and who he is.
不只是耶稣的门徒是这样，我们看见保罗也是这样。
And not only the disciples of Jesus would do this, but also Paul the apostle had to do this.
他在使徒行传二十六章在亚基帕王面前，他说了一句我们都很有印象的话。他说：“亚基帕王，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。”
And Paul did the same thing. He said it.As recorded in Acts 26, he talked to the king Agrippa, and I had not disobeyed the vision that I received from him.
他讲的那个异象是什么
？And what was the vision that he received?
就是在大马色的路上，他看见耶稣的那件事情。
And the vision was referring back to the night when he was on the road to Damascus, and Jesus appeared to him and that vision.
在大马色的路上，简单的说就是一个问题：主啊，你是谁？我是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And on the road there, and he asked the Lord, "Lord, who are you?" And the Lord answered him, "I am the one that whom you persecute."
一直到保罗老年要离开世界，写最后一封信给提摩太的时候，他讲一句话：我知道我所信的是谁，跟他在大马色的这件事情是连在一起。
So when Paul was old, when he wrote the last epistle to Timothy, and he mentioned this again, he mentioned that whom he had served, and this very one referring back to the experience back on the very first day when Jesus met him, and he knew that he was the one that Jesus and called him, and Jesus was the one he persecuted.
所以他向着提摩太说 I know whom I believe 我知道我所信的是谁他不是说 I know what I believe 我知道我信的是什么
And so his emphasis is I know whom I believe It is not that I know what I believe
保罗是第一世纪或者说在二十世纪里面可以说是最伟大最出名最有学问最有内涵的一个神学家
And we can see that Paul was the greatest theologian. He knows the content of the gospel best.
他要讲神学，他要讲基督教的信仰，他可以讲许许多多的什么。
And he could talk about a lot of everything about the theological aspect, the concept or belief of Christianity.
但是当他老年的时候，他不是说我知道我所信的是什么，他说我知道我所信的是谁，是一个人物，是一个活的。
But interesting enough, during his old age, he did not emphasize what he believed, but rather he said that I know whom I believe.
我很怕今天的基督教有这样一个危机。
And I'm afraid that today exists in Christianity circle a certain crisis.
传扬一个没有谁的什么是一个很危险的事情。
And it's talking about something without the real character, the whom you love.
换句话说，传扬没有一个人物的理念是一个很危险的事情。
And in other words, talking about something about without.Somebody there is a very dangerous business.
我觉得今天感谢主，我在这里看到有不少在这里读神学的，从泰国、从各地来的一些弟兄姊妹在这里接受神学训练。
And I'm so happy that you have so many enormous and seminary students, some from Thailand and some from other parts of the world.
我也是一个读过神学的人，我常常提醒我自己，如果我在神学里面只读到一些什么。而不能真正的认识那一个谁，不只是一个悲剧，也是今天教会一个很大的一个危机。
See, I had seminary training myself, and I remember if all the training that I received is only about something without the character, without whom I believe, and this will be a real crisis.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在就看见约翰福音二十一章一节到十四节，主耶稣对着彼得那个心意是非常重要。
So we can see that.Jesus has a very important something for Peter to learn that as recorded in these first 14 verses of chapter 21.
如果我们带着个愿意这一生侍奉主的心愿来参加这个聚会，求圣灵在这三天的晚上，让我们真的对于这位我们将来要传扬的主有一个更深的认识，或者在认识他的事上有一些新的突破。
And so, if you are all prepared to serve the Lord for the rest of your life,I ask and I pray that for these three nights we would learn more about this Lord whom we are going to serve for the rest of our life.
在这十四节的圣经里面，我们看到主耶稣怎么样让彼得认识他。
And from these first 14 verses, we could see that how Jesus let Peter know him even better.
我们在这里看见，起码有两方面，主耶稣基督怎么样让彼得认识他。
And in these verses, we could see at least two aspects that Jesus let Peter know him.
第一个，我们看见耶稣基督主动地向彼得启示。
And we can see the first thing is, and Jesus took the initiative to appear to Peter.
因着耶稣的启示，彼得认识了耶稣。
Because of his revelation, because of his appearing, Peter knew Jesus Christ.
那么第二，因着弟兄姊妹的相交或者是互相的交通，使我们更多地认识耶稣。
And the second thing is.And that is because of the fellowship among believers that we know Jesus Christ even better.
我们先看第一点，耶稣基督主动的启示。
So we will take a look of the first aspect that Jesus took the initiative to reveal himself.
我们常常说这句话，说宗教是人找神的，基督教是神找人。
And we always said that other religions and people are seeking God, but in Christianity, God seeks men.
或者我们可以说，一般的宗教是人造神，那么基督教是神造人，这是很大的。
Well, in other words, we can say that other religions were men created idol or the god, but in Christianity, God created man.
那我们回到2000年，当年彼得在这一个提比利亚海边的这样的一个情况，让我们先有一点点这些想象。
So we can kind of imagine back with the Peter some 2,000 years ago on the shore of Tiberias.
我们在第三节看见，当时彼得非常的狼狈。
And you can see at this time that Peter was really embarrassed.
请注意第三节最后一句话，圣经告诉我们说，那一夜他们没有打着什么鱼。
Because in verse 3 it says, for the whole night they did not catch any fish.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你读到这一节圣经的时候，你如果对圣经稍微有一点印象，你有没有觉得这一句话好像似曾相识
？And I don't know if you.Have this feeling. When you read this verse, you would remember something that seemed to have been talked about before.
就在彼得第一次认识主，第一次跟主接触的时候，他也跟主说过类似这样的一句话。
Because when Peter first encountered Jesus Christ, and seemed to be the same statement was there.
在路加福音第五章，我们知道 也是在一个海边，也是在一个船上。那么彼得跑到，这个耶稣跑到彼得的船上，彼得跟耶稣说一句什么话？他说：“我整夜的劳力都没有打着什么鱼。”
And it's as recorded in chapter 5 of Luke. And in the same way, Peter was at by the shore, and Jesus was with him, and he told Jesus, "They toiled all night long, they did not catch any fish."
在圣经里面的人物哈。有些人我们比较有偏爱，有些人我们比较有畏惧感，有慈悲感。
And for all the characters in the Bible, some of them we love them a whole lot. For some others, we seem to fear them. We kind of don't want to get too close.
我们 love them a whole lot 是什么样的人呢？我们看见他跟我们很相似。
And those we love them a whole lot because they were very similar to us.
所以我们也比较喜欢讲这些 we love them a whole lot 的这些人。
And therefore, we will talk a whole lot about these people whom we love a whole lot.
所以很多时候我不太敢讲保罗，因为我们一讲保罗，我们就矮了半截，因为我们觉得我们实在是很差劲。
So we do not always mention Paul because compared with Paul, we didn't seem to match up with him at all.
我很喜欢讲彼得，因为我们每一次在彼得身上看见自己的影子。
And I love to talk about Peter because whenever I talk about Peter, I could see there the image.The past of myself.
有的时候讲讲彼得，心里面还有一点高兴哈，我还比他强一点。
And sometimes we even feel happy because when we mention Peter, we seem to measure up a little bit better than he was.
我刚才提到路加福音五章五节跟约翰福音二十一章三节的比较，使我们想到一件事情。
And so now we can compare this chapter 21 and this chapter 5 of Luke, and we can compare these two.
我们发现从彼得的身上，我们看见有许多属灵的功课，一而再，再而三，我们怎么学都学不好。
And we can see if, in the life of Peter that many of the lessons that we should learn, we learned it over and over and over, but we have not learned well.
三年半前学的功课，他想大概可以拿到文凭，可以走路。结果到三年半以后，他所经历的跟三年半几乎一模一样。
And because after some 3.5 years, and theoretically he has already learned the whole thing, he's a graduate.But after 3.5 years, he was still at the very beginning stage. He has not learned yet.
这个功课就是我们常常所说的，人的尽头就是神的起头。
And this lesson is the end of a man is the beginning of God's way.
我们都知道，一个人在一筹莫展的时候，常常是上帝开始动工的时候。
And you all know that when we have come to a dead end, that is the time that God will begin to work.
我不知道我们每一个人信主的背景和功课是什么。
I don't know that what kind of background you have and what lesson you have learned from your own salvation.
我们知道有很多人信主是因为敬酒不吃吃罚酒而信的耶稣的，你懂我的意思吗？
And that is, you know that in Chinese expression, that is the case that, and when people told you you do not drink, but when people punish you to drink, you drink it.
哦，我们要这就鼓掌，这翻译太棒了。很多时候人到了山穷水尽的时候才会来到上帝的面前。
And so often, when only when we have come to the dead end, we will come to the Lord Jesus Christ.
是不是真的一个人在上帝面前的经历，这是一个唯一的 pattern 呢？
And I ask question, if this is the only pattern that a man could come to God.
真的我们非要到罚酒来的时候我们才悔改，才回到神面前，而敬酒来的时候我们就充耳不闻了。
Is that true? Only when punishment comes, then we will come to the Lord. But when we are asked to do something in a mild and gentle way, we will not respond.
我常常跟主这样祷告。
And I ask and always pray to the Lord like this.
让我在你面前学功课，不要每一次学功课都要撞的，都要碰的这个耳青鼻肿，我才把功课学好。
And I ask the Lord that teach me lessons, help me learn lessons, but don't let me learn the lesson only in the hard way. And when we have, and when I have an encounter or bump into many, many hard walls.
但是我们跟彼得一样，我们一而再，再而三，在同样的一个失败、软弱的里面打，在那里打打转转。
And we are just very much like Peter, and we are kind of confined in an area of failure. We learn and learn, but we have not yet learned the lesson.
我们难道不是这样吗？很多时候我们的失败常常就在同一点上。
And isn't it true? And our failure all came from the same point.
有的人在钱财上失败，几次都是在钱财上失败。
Some people fail because of finance, because of money, and over and over he fail at in the same area of finance.
有的人在骄傲，在名的这件事情上面软弱，一而再，再而三的同样一个地方，砰 碰到这个就失败，就跌倒。
And many some other people fail because of their fame, because of their reputation. And these people will fail over and over because of the fame, because of reputation.
有的人在色，在感情的事上一次跌倒，第二次跌倒，一直就在里面打滚。
And some others fail because of relationship.Because inappropriate relationship affairs, and these people would fail over and over because of this inappropriate attitude.
我们在彼得身上看见，他 fail 到了那一个晚上，劳力到尽头了，已经完全放弃了，什么都没有打着，然后才回到耶稣面前。
And here it says, Peter had tried very hard, toiled all night long, and he had caught nothing, and then he would come back to the Lord.
感谢主，主也就用这样的机会，让我们有机会。得着一个属灵的一个扭转。
And we praise the Lord, and the Lord used this kind of opportunity to help us to change.
我们就看见主耶稣在这样一种情况里面，主动的向彼得启示他自己。
So we can see here, under this kind of circumstances, the Lord took the initiative to show himself to Peter.
主耶稣基督怎么样把自己显示在彼得面前？我们在这一段圣经里面看见两方面。
And how did the Lord Jesus appear to Peter? And we can see two aspects here.
我们看第四节、第五节、第六节。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，请注意下面一句话：门徒却不知道那个是耶稣。然后第五节，耶稣就对他们说；第六节，耶稣又对他们说。我们看见这三节的圣经，耶稣是透过他自己的话向彼得启示他自己。
And we can see from verse 4 to 6, the first.Jesus in the same way the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet his disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And then in verse 5, he said to them, and in verse 6, he said to them. So Jesus took the initiative to talk to them.
我们在这里发现一个人不说深藏不露啊，我们不知道他葫芦里面卖什么药。
And often, when someone would not say a thing, we cannot guess what he has in his mind.
有人说我们这些中国留学生到美国来啊，就是静悄悄，最高品质，我们都不说话，很安静。在上课的时候，老师说什么，我们是抄笔记专家。
And often people say that all these Chinese students studying in North America are very good students. They are so quiet, they would not say a word. All that they would do is just take notes, and they are excellent scribes.
我们的哲学是什么呢？我们的哲学就是说多说多错，少说少错，不说就不错。
Actually, the reason behind this was we believe the Chinese way of thinking. The more you say, the more mistake you make. The less you say, the less mistake you make. Nothing you say and no mistake you will make.
我想这个真理也是在这里，你不说哈，你就不会显露自己。我常常说，不说则已，一说就露自己啊，这个是很明显的事情。
So it is. If you don't say a thing, you will not reveal yourself. But when you say something, then you reveal a lot of your shortcomings.
Stephen Lu 站在这个面前。
And earlier Stephen was this standing up here.
哎呀，我们看见他，觉得这个人一表人才啊，大概是一个国语很标准的人。
He said, a boy, he looks so sharp. He must be one that well trained in Mandarin.
他不说就算了嘛，就在那里说话，叫我们说啊，这个人是北京人。
But if he kept silent, he would not say something in Mandarin. We would not know him. We would not know that he was as he is.
一说我们就知道啊，又来一个老广。
We realize that he is another Cantonese.
所以我们知道，一个人一说话就把里面的光景就流露出来。
So we can see, as soon as we speak, we would reveal ourselves, reveal our inward self.
我们对主的认识也是一样的。
And this is the same way that the way we know our Lord Jesus.
我们不听他的声音，我们不亲近他，我们不听他向我们说话，我们怎么能够认识他？
If we don't listen to him, if we don't get close to him.How can we know him better?
因为主耶稣的话就是他自己的流露。
Because his word is the revelation of himself.
请注意第五节和第六节。
And let's look at verse 5 and 6.
主耶稣在这里说了两句话，而这两句话在含义上很不一样。
And he said two sentences here. The two have different meanings.
第五节是主耶稣对门徒的关怀，第六节是主耶稣对门徒的命令。
And in verse 5 is his concern for the disciples. But verse 6 is his command for the disciples.
我们在这两节的圣经里面看见主耶稣这两句话带出什么不同的意义呢？
So from these two sayings of Jesus Christ, what special meaning did he, or different meanings he had?
我们常常说在传福音的工作上也好，在任何一件事情上也好，我们常注意两件事情，一个是 go, 一个是求。
And in the work of the preaching or some other work, we always talk about these two things, the supply and demand.
这 supply 跟 demand 呢，不只是在教会里面，我们知道在任何，比如说商业啦，或者说是任何的这种情况，我们都需要注意到这两方面的事情。
So in all business and everyday life, and we talk often about these two, the demand, supply and the demand.
刚才 Billy, right? You are working in IBM, programmer. 那么当他在做一些工作的时候，他要注意到什么呢？他要注意到求是什么？他所做出来的东西来满足这个求，这个叫供求的平衡，供求的这个双方的兼顾。
Like Billy or someone else working for IBM, they are the programmer, and the need for certain program is there, so that is the demand. And you do something to satisfy that demand, and that is your supply.
在我们的信仰上，在我们的侍奉上也是一样。
So in our belief and in our service, it is the same.
我有一点担心，我们有热心去传福音，但是我们没有把我们的供去真正了解求，而我们就是闭着眼睛把我们所知道的告诉人家。所以很多时候在传福音的事上不成功，因为供求不能够平衡。
And we sometimes are overzealous in preaching. We preach and preach and preach. We give them a lot of supply about the message.But we did not take time to know the need of the person. So our supply is not meeting the need.
所以很多时候我们就拿出一个福音的内容的小册子，我们就是一厢情愿的就讲外国你要信吗？
So often we will take a track and we hold the full gospel message and we talk non-stop to this person. Finally, we ask, "Would you believe?"
我非常吃惊，发现你讲外国，他说他要信。
And if you will say, if this person will say believe, I will really be surprised.
他说他要信。后来我很好奇，我就问他，哎，你这样就信啊？
And someone said that he would believe. And I asked this person, "Do you really believe?"
我说我当然信了，不信还得了。
And then he said, "Of course, I have to believe, and it will be worse if I don't believe."
我说怎么叫不得了？
What do you mean by worse then?
他说如果我不信，他还要来找我。
And if I don't believe, then he will come back and talk to me more and more and more.
所以我只有用相信来 get rid of him.
So this is the only way that I can get rid of him.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意到，在我们侍奉的工作上面，要把供和求这两方面求主给我们智慧。
So I pray that in our service.We must pray that the Lord will give us wisdom so that we know there is supply and need, and our supply will meet the need.
第五节，耶稣对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”用一句关怀的话来肯定他们的求，他们的需要。
And in verse 5, Jesus said, "Children, have you any food?" And he used this word expressing his concern and asked them to identify their need.
第六节，耶稣说：“你们把网撒在右边，就必得着。”那么是耶稣透过这个命令，让这些门徒经历主的供应。
And in verse 6, he gave the command. He said, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some fish." Some. And here is the Lord Jesus teach them how to get the supply to satisfy the need.
求主帮助我们。今天我们在属灵的侍奉上，如果我们要炒一道菜。我们要照着人的口味来炒。
So we pray that today when we are in this spiritual battle, we ask the Lord to give us wisdom, just like cooking. If you want to cook a good dish, you have to get the material you know the need.
如果我们觉得我们是一个属灵的医生，我们要替一个人开药方的时候，照着他的病情来开药方。
And if we are a Christian doctor, we must prescribe medicine according to the sickness this person has.
所以我们在这里看见主耶稣透过他的话，让我们能够认识更多，对他。
所以
通过他的话认识他的另外一方面，在这一段圣经里面，我们怎么认识他呢？是借助他的工作来认识他。
So we can see that we learn, we know him more by his work. But furthermore, we know him more by his work.
我们都知道约翰福音里面约翰记载了耶稣基督行的七个神迹。
And we know that in the book of John, if there are recorded seven miracles Jesus Christ performed.
我很喜欢在约翰福音里面英文翻译不叫 miracles, 是七个 signs, S-I-G-N-S, 七个特别的征兆让我们能够认识他。
And I like this way that John presented it. And he did not really call it seven miracles, but referred to this as the seven signs, the characteristic or the mark of the time.
那么这七个这个神迹呢，是耶稣复活以前所行的神迹。约翰福音二十一章还不算在这七个神迹里面。
These seven signs he performed were all done before his resurrection.And chapter 21 was not included there.
很明显的，在这个地方，耶稣行了一个神迹，让他们打了153条鱼，这是一个很明显的一个神迹。
And we can see that here, by his word, by his command, that the disciples caught 153 fish, and this is indeed a miracle.
我们知道，有人认识主是因为从他的话，有人认识主是真的经历神在他身上的工作，而对他有更深的认识。
They know that some people know the Lord because of the word of the Lord, but some other people know the Lord because.The Lord has worked something in their world, in their life.
一个是 Word of God, a Word of Jesus Christ. 一个是 Work of Jesus Christ. 这两个我们在中国人很难发音的标准的这两个字，给我们看到是认识主耶稣很重要的两方面的这个原因。
And we can see that these are the two very important aspects of learning or knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. One is the word of Jesus Christ. The other is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫神迹？
And what is miracle?
就是 work of God, 就是神的工作。
And miracle is the work of God.
有人说神迹不可信。
And some people say that miracles are not trustworthy.
神迹不合科学。
Because miracles are not scientific.
神迹违反人的理性。
Because miracles is something against an anti-intellectual.
我们就拼命跟他辩论。
And we just ask and argue.
我们就发表说五饼二鱼真的可以让五千人吃饱。
And we argue with them that indeed the Lord fed 5,000 by five fish and two loaves.
我们告诉他耶稣真的走在海面上。
And we told them that indeed Jesus Christ walked on the sea.
我有一点怕，若是我们一直跟人家这样辩论的话，人家以为圣经好像武侠小说一样。
And I'm afraid that if we insist in arguing with these people, pretty soon people may mistake us that the Bible is all something like the martial art kind of a novel.
我觉得我们今天要告诉人家什么叫做神迹，要先让他认识什么是神。
And I would say that in order for someone to believe in miracles, we better let these people know.Who God is?
因为神迹在中文就是这两个字，神加迹，就是神的工作或者神的脚踪。
Because miracle literally is the work of God.
如果我们今天能够帮助他解决有神或者认识神，这个迹就不是问题。
If we can lead the people to know God.Then it will be much easier that they can understand the will or the miracle of God.
所以在约翰福音二十一章一节到十四节，主不只是接着他的话让彼得认识他，也接着他自己的功让彼得能够体验他。
So in this first 14 verses, we can see Lord Jesus Christ let Peter know him through his word and also through his work.
怎么认识主呢？第一是耶稣基督主动的启示。
And first of all.Jesus took the initiative to reveal himself.
那么第二，我们看见彼得怎么认识主呢？是因为弟兄姊妹的交通使他认识了。
And the second thing is because of the fellowship among the believers, and he knew Jesus Christ even more.
在这一段圣经里面，事主这两个字在中文圣经里面出现了三次，两次在第七节，一次在十二节。
And in this word, and we can see that in the it is the Lord.And appeared in verse 7, and it's also appeared in verse 12.
12, yeah. So, 很明显的事主是这一个这一段经文的主题。
So, very sure, this is the theme of this section. It is the Lord.
但是呢，不是彼得先发现，是约翰先发现。
However, we look at the Bible carefully, we know that it was not Peter who first recognized the Lord, but John who recognized the Lord.
第七节，耶稣所爱的那个门徒对彼得说：“是主。”
And therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord."
约翰发现这一个加利利的陌生人一点不陌生，原来就是他们所爱的、所跟随了三年半的主耶稣。
And John quickly found out.This is the one, not a stranger of Galilee, but the very one that they love, the Lord Jesus there.
很多时候我们发现弟兄姊妹彼此的交通分享，让我们能够更深的、更多的、更广的了解我们所信的这位主是怎么样一位主。
And often we find out our fellowship between believers can help us to know the Lord with the greater depth and width.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见一群信徒在一起，可以帮助我们传福音；这一群信徒在一起，也可以帮助我们在灵性上能够有长进。
And so you see, when the group of believers gather together, it will help us to know the Lord better, and also will help us to grow spiritually.
所以在这段圣经，我说约翰是 man of vision， 彼得是 man of action。那么 vision 跟 action 连在一起，我们就看见他们对主的认识就更丰富。
So from this word, section we can see John is the man of vision and Peter is the man of action. When the two put together, they know the Lord even better.
所以我们不要太轻看一些弟兄姊妹彼此的分享，就是从他们的身上我们可以看到许许多多我们没有办法经验体验到的一些事。
So don't look at the fellowship lightly, because through our fellowship we can learn many of the truth.By ourselves, we cannot learn.
刚才在吃晚饭的时候，我听柯牧师讲到今天早上发生在他身上的这个车祸。
And at the supper time, I listened to Reverend John Cole and mentioned about the accident he had earlier this morning.
当我们听见这些分享的时候，实在说对我们的信心也得到一些帮助。
And when we heard the report, and our faith was strengthened.
就是我想到差不多七八年前我们自己所发生的一个车祸。
And this reminds me about what happened to us 7-8 years ago, the accident that we ourselves experienced.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得很多时候我们一个很大的软弱就是很健忘。
And the one thing that's bad for us, that is, we forget so quickly.
很奇怪，很多时候我们忘记不该忘的，偏偏记得一些不该记得的事情。
And the bad thing is.We often forget the important things, but we remember those trivial and unimportant things.
我们常常忘记了神在我们身上的恩典。
Often we have forgotten the grace of God upon our life.
就今天听见柯牧师的见证，就是我想起七八年前我们自己曾经经历过的神的保守。
So today, when I heard Reverend Cruz the mention of his accident.And reminded me of God's keeping, safekeeping 7-8 years ago.
我们看见彼得，他从主的话认识他，从主的功认识主耶稣，带来一个什么样的结果
？And we can see from in Peter's life through the word of Jesus Christ and the work of Jesus Christ that he knew the Lord even more and to what kind of a life he had.
起码在这里，我们看见两件事情，大概都是我们今天很缺少，我们今天很需要。
And we can know two things we often lack from this lesson.
我们看第七节。
And let's look at verse 7.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那是西门彼得赤足伸腿，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。
And therefore, when that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea.
哎，有人说：“等一等，等一等，到底彼得跳在海里是？”朝耶稣那边跳呢，还是朝另外一方面跳
？And some people ask, "Wait a minute, and he plunged into the sea. What direction did he plunge? Did he plunge the direction approaching Jesus Christ, or he plunged the other direction, getting away from Jesus Christ?"
有人说他那个时候哪里还敢见耶稣？一看见耶稣，说是耶稣，一看赶快就溜了，就逃了，就从另外一面跑掉了。
And because some people said that, "Oh, how dare him face the Lord Jesus Christ?" As soon as he heard that, he wanted to escape.
你说李牧师圣经上没有写，根本没有写到底是朝哪一边跳。
And you see, the Bible did not tell us clearly what direction he plunged into the sea.
我去找了一些参考的资料。
So I look up some reference and commentary.
有一本书提到说，这里面有一句话，里面有讲究，就是束上一件外衣的这句话有道理。
And some people pay more attention to the statement. It says that he put on his outer garment. It has something important there to say.
原来在犹太人那个时候有一个规矩，如果他们去看一个尊贵的人，不可以马马虎虎、随随便便、赤着裸去看他。
And actually, back in those days, there was a tradition among the Jews that if they have to see someone with respect, and they could not go there with naked.
他穿上外衣，证明就是说他要去向着这位尊贵的主，向他显现的主，在他身上行神迹的主，向着他那边而去。
So he put on his garment. That means that he was ready to face this respectable one whom he had, who gave him salvation, who also gave him faith to him.
那我们今天不许讲究到底他这个书上万一跳到海里王，但是我们如果接受说他是朝耶稣那个方向走，我们在第七节就看见彼得在这里因做耶稣的工作得着一样什么事情呢？得着一个热情 passion.
So we can see from here that Peter gained the passion because of this is Jesus' word and Jesus' work.
我们在美国也有十多年的时间。
And we have been in the United States for more than 10 years.
我发现活在北美洲的华人。
And I noticed that the Chinese living in this continent.
年龄、学问、地位、财富，把我们这些人带得非常的冷酷。
And but because of our age, because of our wealth, and because of our reputation,
whatever,
it gets to be so cold.
Yeah, 让我们变成一个非常冷酷、非常没有感情的人。
And causes to become a person with very little feeling.
弟兄姊妹，请你不要误会我的意思。我不是说我们今天啊哭哭啼啼这个教会、这个查经班、这个退休会就非常的属灵。我不是这个意思。
Now don't misunderstand me, saying that we must cry and yell and that would indicate our spirituality.
但是不可否认，我
cannot be denied.
我们今天对于我们周遭所发生很多事情。我们今天那种悲天悯人像耶稣基督的心肠的那样的一种感觉，那样的一种流泪，我们现在越来越少。
And we have less and less passion toward the people around us who experience all kinds of suffering and all kinds of mishaps.
原来我再说一遍，我不是说我们今天要哭哭啼啼才表示我们是比较属灵，不是这个意思。
Let me repeat it one more time. It doesn't require us to cry and weep and do all kinds of sad things to indicate that we are spiritual.
但是我有一个很深的感觉，我觉得我们今天在这一个时代的基督徒实在需要耶利米的眼泪。
So I do feel that Christians of this generation do need the tears of the prophet Jeremiah.
我们里面已经冷到一个地步，我们真是毫无感觉。
And because we are afraid that we have already cooled our core down to such a point that we have no more feeling, no more passion.
我们在电视上，我们在报纸上，我们在杂志上看见，不管是在美国，是在台湾，是在东南亚，是在香港，是在中国大陆发生的事情，好像与我们无关，我们一点都无动于衷。
And when we read all the bad news on TV or magazines about something happened in this country or in Asia or in Taiwan, in mainland China or other parts of the world, we have no feeling, we have no passion.
我想里面有一个原因，我们今天认识这位爱的源头，认识这位主耶稣基督，认识的太少。
And I can see that it is all because we know the Lord Jesus, who is the source of love. We know Him too well.
我前一阵子看到 Soren Kierkegaard 就是齐克果的一句话。
And I could see that Kierkegaard is this one statement.
他警告当今的教会，他说今天的教会一个很大的危险就是失去了热情 passion.
And he warned that the church of this current age.That the danger is, the crisis is that we have lost the passion.
他说了一句话，就是说 passion is replaced with the description of passion. 你懂他的意思吗？他说 the passion is replaced with the description of passion. 那个热情用描写热情来代替。或者我再这样讲，我们今天会把福音神的爱。可以把它讲得头头是道，但是我们缺少那个传福音的 passion， 那个热情。
And we can say it this way, that we have the way to describe passion, but we do not have passion. Just like the way we can tell the Bible story, the story of salvation very well, but we don't have the passion, we don't have the feeling in giving this to someone else.
我们要小心这两方面的不平衡。
And we must worry about the imbalance of these two.
有人说我们太理性，我有一点怕现在在北美的华人基督徒有的时候过分的理性。
And I'm afraid that sometimes we are too much, too intellectual.
我觉得理性和感性这两种是需要平衡。
And I feel that intellect and also feeling and compassion should be balanced.
那齐格果最后他说了一句很让我们能够好好去想的一句话。
And from Kierkegaard, I could see another thing that worth my meditation.
他说不要把传福音哈，把它变成好像像一个饿的半死的人，跟他讲食谱。
And to preach the gospel should not be like that. You are preaching to someone suffering hunger to death to tell him how good the menu is.
我觉得这句话很值得我们想，就是说我们传福音很多时候就好像对着一个饿得半死的人，然后翻腹皮给食谱给他看一样。
And you cannot talk to someone who is suffering and starved to death, and you just tell him about recipes, about good menus.
所以今天在教会里面，我们求主把热情给我们，把爱给我们，把真正为着今天这一个失落的这个沦亡的这些灵魂，让我们真的有一个从里面的一种感觉。
So we pray that the Lord help us to have the real passion.Toward this generation, the lost generation, they are all suffering in sin.
彼得看见世主，他得着他那样一种向着主的热情。
So when Peter saw the Lord, and he suddenly gained this passion toward the Lord.
第二，他得着什么
？And secondly, what did he do? What did he get?
他得着能力。
The second thing he got was power.
你看第六节。
And we can look at verse 6.
当他们把网撒下去的时候，他一船的七个人没有办法把他拉上来，因为鱼太多了。
And here we can see in verse 6, they cast the net according to God's command, but that was too heavy for the six of them to pull it up, or seven of them to pull it up.
那第八节是这六个门徒，他们一起把小船上的这网鱼拉过来，他们要那么多的人出力才能够把那网鱼拉过来。
And we can see it in verse 8.These six disciples had to work together and to pull together to drag the net, and they could pull up all these fish.
所以请注意十一节，西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，他一个人就解决了六七个人做的。
In verse 11, Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land. He by himself can drag up the net with.Six other disciples could barely pull.
我看这十四节的圣经，不只是一百五十三条鱼的神迹，我也看见彼得他得着能力的这样的一个神迹。
So from these verses, I not only see the miracle of these 153 fish, but I also could see the miracle that Peter gained the power to drag up this whole net of 153 fish.
去年我们回台湾半年的时间。
And last year we went up back to Taiwan for half a year.
学了很多很多过去我们在台湾没有听过的一些新名词。
And we learned a lot about the new terminology, a new slang which we have not learned before.
有一句话我发现在台湾非常流行的就是所谓乏力感或者无力感。没有力量的感觉。
And one expression now is very common in Taiwan. That is, we feel that we are without power.
我觉得这句话不只是讲到今天台湾的社会的光景，也是讲到今天华人教会的光景。
I can see that this is not only the expression of the Chinese, the young generation in Taiwan, but also this is the feeling, the expression.Should be the expression of the Chinese Church in North America.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天落在我们还没有信主的时候的那样的一个光景里面，就好像彼得回到三年半前的那样的一个失败一样。
And because often we feel that we are back to the powerless state, just like the before just like Peter, he get back to the same stage that he was.
你看在罗马书第七章保罗说立志行善由得我行出来由不得我，这是描写他还没有信主的时候的光景。
And you can read from the Romans and that Paul said that the good that I know to do I do not but the worst things, the sin that I hate to do I do. This is the description of the status or the situation when a person before he believes.
但是这一节圣经这句话岂不也是成为今天很多基督徒现在的写照。
But isn't it true? The same statement, the same description also can apply to many of the Christians of this generation.
更招的成为我们传道人的写照。
Worse still, and some of this description can even be applied to many of the preachers.
我回到台湾半年，受一样事情的震撼很大。
And in this half year in Taiwan, I was really shocked by one thing.
我想不能说 shock， 就是说这个 influence， 我实在受这样的一种影响很大，就是我离开台湾十几年，发现这十几年当中，台湾灵恩或者说是这个方言神迹等等医病的这些好像非常的蓬勃。
And what I'm seeing is that in this last 11 years.That Taiwan seems to get to more and more toward the area of charismatic Christianity, and people talk more about speaking in tongues and faith healing.
服侍主二十几年，很坦白地跟弟兄姊妹分享，我实在对这些有相当强烈的羡慕。
And I can tell you, after serving the Lord for some 25 years, I actually yearn and I envy if you have this kind of power.
为什么呢？因为总是觉得这些侍奉主的人里面有无力感。
And because the many among us who are servants of the Lord, we feel like that we have no power.
但是弟兄姊妹，感谢主，回到台湾有机会跟这些团体、这些弟兄姊妹、这些传道人接触，但是呢，真正帮助我。还是让我回到神的话。所以当我从台湾回到美国的时候，虽然这些事情并没有直接的发生在我的身上，但是我再一次看见的能力是从主那里来，而不是从这些感觉上来。
So when I encountered these people in Taiwan, the charismatic preachers or Christians, and they influence more to me, but I did not learn directly from them. I gained the power only when I came back to the States and studied more of the Lord's word, and God strengthened me, gave me power.
很多时候我们以为有一些现象只有这样的人才能够专利，他们才可以有，难道我们也不能有这样的体验，也不能有这样的经历吗？
And often people question, how come only this small group of people could do something like this, like speaking in tongues or faith healing, and how come that we could not share the same kind of power?
我觉得今天我们所谓没有灵恩背景的一些弟兄姊妹，我们今天真的花时间祷告不够。
And I will tell youThose of us who are not members of the charismatic church, that we have no power, that all because that we have not prayed enough.
我们今天在主面前的摆上，我们在主面前的追求，我们在主面前的渴慕不够。
And it is because we did not offer ourselves altogether to the Lord, as it's all because we have not and followed the Lord all the way.
让我们一起来到主的面，像彼得，从他的身上，我们学习怎么样从更认识主，让我们能够进到一个新的侍奉的一个境界。
So we pray that we would learn from Peter. We like to also gain and the same experience, know the Lord more, so that we can would be better prepared and come to serve the Lord.
今天晚上我就听到这个，我盼望明天晚上跟大家从十五节到十七节三节的圣经想思想到主耶稣怎么样从另外一个角度来装备彼得。
So we will stop here tonight. Tomorrow we will look at verses 15 through 17 and see how the Lord Jesus Christ equipped or prepared Peter.
让我们在主面前这几天常常扪心自问一个问题。
So let us examine ourselves in these several days.
到底我们今天认识主够吗？
And do I really know the Lord?
让我们真是像保罗一样向主发出这样的祷告，求天父把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，让我们真知道他。
And let us pray the same prayer that Paul's a prayer, that the Lord Jesus will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that we will truly know him.
我们低头有点祷告。我们请你师母用我们祷告。
天父，我们谢谢你今天把我们带到这次的特事会。主啊，当我们面对这个连续的题目“家庭与侍奉”的时候，主啊，我们再次把自己带到你的面前。主啊，帮助我们。真是能够更深的认识你，除非我们更深的认识你，我们实在不知道如何释放。
就是，
我们没有能力，我们也没有那个爱，没有那个动力。主啊，我们来到你面前，求你帮助我们透过你的话， 透过我们主内肢体的交通，帮助我们更认识你。主啊，好像当日的彼得，当初不知道是谁，但是他后来知道是主。主啊，让我们天天认识你，让我们天天看见是主在我们的生命当中。主啊，求你向我们的心说话。当我们的家庭要来侍奉你的前，让我们每一个人都来面对这位永活的神。主啊，借着这次的退休会，更新我们跟你的关系，也更新我们的奉献。主啊，当我们在许许多多麻木的情况之中，求你借着这次的退休会震撼我们的心灵。主啊，让我们在你面前被苏醒过来，让我们在你面前有一个新的立志、新的奉献、新的起步。我们把这个退休会交在你的手中，为了今天晚上第一次的聚会献上感恩，求你的圣灵继续动工，让我们这几天充充满满的领受了你自己，让我们带着你的使命回到个人的岗位侍奉你。这样祷告是靠着耶稣基督的名。
阿门。